Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming temptation in your life. It is important that you understand the Word of God on temptation. We pointed out that there are three major types of temptation. Satan tests man, God tests man, and man tests God. We talked about previous to this about God testing man. When God tests man, it is with His Word. Where does He do it? In the heart and in the reins, which is the soul realm, in our mind, will, and emotions. And what is the purpose? It is to know whether or not you're going to fear the Lord your God and not sin, to know what is really in your heart, to know if you will do His Word, to do you good at the latter end, and to bless you. He wants to bless you, to know if you really love the Lord with all of your heart and with all of your soul, to see if you'll watch your mouth and not sin and walk in the ways of God and speak His Word, and to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. And this is important that you understand that God's testings are going to be with His Word, and the purpose is to find out what's in us and whether or not we're going to walk in His way so that He can bring His blessings to pass. You know, a lot of people thought that, well, God already knows everything that's in my heart. Well, does He really know everything that's in our heart and what I'll do? Well, the answer is no. How do we know that? Look at Genesis 22, verse 12. Here is where the angel said to Abram, he said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God." Remember when Abraham was supposed to go up there and offer up his son, and what did the Lord tell him to do? Told him to do it, be obedient, give his son, and he was obedient. And so he did what God told him to do. He was obedient to the Word of God. And the angel then says, "For now I know that thou fearest God." Now I know. He finds out what's really on the inside of us by whether or not we're going to take hold of the Word and whether we're going to do it. There's another scripture. It says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth." What's He doing? To show Himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. God's eyes are looking to and fro throughout the whole earth. What's He looking for? He's looking for those who have a heart that is perfect and right before Him. What's He going to do? He's going to show Himself strong on their behalf. That shows you that God doesn't know automatically what's in your heart. He's looking to see what is really on the inside of you and whether or not you're going to do His Word or not. You need to understand that. And when He sees a heart that's right with Him, He's going to bless you, praise God. Well, the second type of temptation that we're going to begin talking about today is man testing God. Man tests God, and when he does that, he does it with unbelief and rebellion and stubbornness and pride, and he hinders God from accomplishing the work in his life. Let's look at some scriptures in Psalm 78, verse 40. The Bible says, "How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert?" Verse 41, "Yea, they turned back and tempted God." The word tempt, remember, means to test, to try, or to prove. Here, they tested God. They tempted God. They were trying God. And it says they limited the Holy One of Israel. Look at that. They turned back, they tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. Man tempts God when he turns back from the Word of God. Any time that you turn back from doing the Word of God, you actually are tempting God. And it says they limited the Holy One of Israel. You know, God's not holding anything back. Psalms 84:11 says He withholds no good thing from them that walk uprightly. God's not holding anything back. We're the ones that have limited Him. We limit Him if we turn back from doing His Word. Psalm 78, verse 42, it says, "They remembered not His hand, nor the day when He delivered them from the enemy." how he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan. They forgot the things that God had done. They didn't hold fast to what his word said and what he had accomplished already in their life. Any time that you turn back from walking in the ways of the Lord or walking in the things that he's already taught you to walk in, then you're going to be tempting God and limiting the Holy One of Israel. Man tests God through unbelief, through rebellion, through disobedience. Anytime we yield to the flesh or sin, we actually are testing God. And the results of testing God is it moves you out of God's covenant protection, and you actually give place to the devil. You know, Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. We give place to the devil when we walk in the ways of sin, and we turn back from the ways of the Word of God. Now, where does this testing of God take place? It takes place in our heart. In Psalm 78:18, it says, they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. They tempted him in their heart. They were testing God in their heart. You will test God in your heart if you respond to the lusts of the flesh. I'll tell you, God wants you to be sure that you are walking by the Spirit, not by the flesh. And be sure that you don't test God in your heart by yielding to the lusts of the flesh. Let's look at another example here with the 12 spies in Numbers chapter 13. Here Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. He told them to get this way and go up into the mountain and see the land and the people that dwell therein, whether they're strong or weak or few or many, and what the land is that they would dwell in, whether it was good or bad, and what the cities were like and so forth. And then he told them to go and be of good courage and bring of the fruit of the land. The time was the time for the first ripe of the grapes. Well, in verse 21, they went up and they searched the land. And then in verse 25, they returned from the searching of the land after those 40 days, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran. And here they brought word unto them and unto the congregation, and they showed them the fruit of the land. Well, praise God, they saw the fruit. Well, they should have known that that was exactly where God wanted them to go. Remember, they were there for 40 days. 40 is the number of testing. They were being tested by God to find out whether or not they would believe his word. Well, they showed the fruit of the land, so it had to be the place where God was wanting them to go. Well, in verse 27, this is Numbers 13, verse 27, they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. But then, verse 28, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great, and moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Here they were bringing up all their negatives. Well, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. He saw the fruit. He knew it was the land. Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. You see, God had given them this land. He gave them the land to possess it, and he went in, and they examined the land, and they found the fruit. That's all they should have needed to know, that this was the land that they were supposed to go and possess. And of course, that physical land is a type of a spiritual land, which are the promises of God that we're supposed to possess. Well, they tested God because they did not obey him. They said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they're stronger than we. Here they started believing lies. They should have realized that God was the one who delivered them out of Egypt. He delivered them out of every bondage. And praise God, he'd deliver them out of anything that was in the land. He'd cause them to overcome all of their enemies. What happened? They brought an evil report of the land, which they'd searched unto the children of Israel. And they said, the land through which we've gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And then he goes on in verse 33, and they said, there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Notice that last phrase. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. I'll tell you, if you don't keep your eyes on the Word of God and believe what the Word of God says about you, you will be deceived by the enemy. These guys were deceived. They looked at the enemy. They looked at the cities, the walled cities, the giants. They got their eyes off of what the Lord told them to find, which was the fruit of the land, and keep their eyes on him. And therefore, because they got their eyes off the Lord, they said we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. You know, Christians need to get that grasshopper mentality out of them. You need to realize that you're more than a conqueror. You are able to overcome. God says that He causes to triumph in all things, and He'll give us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, these guys were tempting God because they took their eyes off of Him and they started looking at what they saw in the natural. Anytime you turn yourself away from the Word of God and you start looking in the natural, you are actually tempting God because you're drawing back and you're limiting the Holy One of Israel. Here it said they were in their own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. How did they know that? They just believed the lies of the enemy. They believed the thoughts that they were like grasshoppers in the sight of the enemy. If you sit there and believe that the enemy is stronger than you and that he thinks he's stronger than you, you're really never going to end up possessing any of the promises of God in your life. You've got to believe the truth. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, praise God. Don't ever get that grasshopper mentality in your own sight, and don't ever believe that the enemy thinks that you're a grasshopper in his sight. The truth is that Satan knows that you are a child of God. He knows that the Holy Spirit, if you received Him, who dwells in you, the greater one is dwelling on the inside of you, and He will cause you to overcome in your life. Man was testing God when he got his eyes off of the Word, when he got his eyes on the natural. Any time that you get your eyes on the circumstances, the way things seem, the way they look, you are testing God. Anytime you start to draw back from doing what God's Word says, you are testing God. Anytime you see yourself contrary to the Word of God, you get that grasshopper mentality. Or anytime you think the enemy's stronger than you in Christ, you are tempting God, and you will limit the Holy One of Israel in your life. Don't limit God. Believe who you are in Christ. Believe the Word of God. Believe that God is able to cause you to overcome, just like they said. Let us go up and possess it. We are well able to overcome it. You are well able, and you can overcome in your life. Praise God. Well, we've introduced this about man testing God. We're going to go into talking to you about the ways that man tested God in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.